rejoicing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For the things he has done.
Amen.
And the things he is doing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. God is doing a marvelous work.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I see it every day of my life. Amen. I right. see it. Amen.
All right.
Amen. All right. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you today, could you please turn with me to the book of Psalms?
All right.
Psalms 119. Amen. Psalms 119. Amen. 103. Amen. Psalms 119. Y'all can realize that is the longest psalm. Amen. In the Bible. Amen. Psalms 119.
Amen.
Verse 103.
Okay.
Amen. Verse 103.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to concentrate on verse 103 through 105. Mm-hmm. Amen. If you have it, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you're able to stand for the reading of God's word, please do so, giving reverence unto God. Amen. 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 He stood up for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. We ought to stand up for him.
I know.
Amen. 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 If you're able now.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. It reads, how sweet are thy words unto my taste.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Yeah, yeah.
And a light unto my path.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord have a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his word. Amen. 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 A light. A light unto us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right.
His word. Amen. Oftentimes, I tell you that the word of God has everything that we need.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You can't go, you can go searching wherever you want to go. The word of God tells us everything we need.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How are we supposed to act?
That's right.
How are we supposed to conduct ourselves?
Right.
How are we supposed to treat one another?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's in the word of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There is not a situation, there is not a circumstance that you can go through that there is not an answer full in the word of God.
Right. You're right.
That's why it is a book.
Yes, sir.
For all seasons.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
A book for all seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And the question I ask you today, what have you been through that you could not find answer for in the word of God?
All right.
If anybody want to tell me, I go through these pages and I tell you your answer.
Amen.
There is an answer for everything. We got to realize there's nothing new.
That's right.
There's nothing new
Amen.
Under the sun.
Amen.
Every
Amen.
Situation
Amen.
We may be going through.
You're right.
Somebody already been
All
through.
Right. All right.
Every circumstance we going
All right.
through. Somebody already been through.
Amen.
You ain't the only one. Amen. Somebody is going through something. Amen.
All right.
Amen. So the word of God is a book. For all seasons.
Yes, sir.
Church, do we realize the power that we have? Do we realize the power that we have that God has given unto us?
Well.
If all of us will use the power that God has given to us, this world will be something else.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
The saying that we have not because we Ask
my Lord.
We can go to everybody else. We can do every other thing that we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we come to God second.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us come to God third.
You're right.
Some of us come to God at our last.
You're right.
Say it again. So say it again.
Last resort.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
We come to God.
Amen.
Lord, help us all. When God said, "Seek me first."
That's right. That's right. That's
don't you worry about nothing else.
Amen.
You seek me first.
Yeah.
Put God first in your life.
Yes, sir.
God come before my wife.
Amen. Right. Amen.
God come before my children.
Amen. All right.
God come before my job.
Yeah.
God come before anything else.
That's right.
God come before.
That's right.
He said, my name is jealous.
Yes, sir.
I am a jealous God.
Amen.
See, if you seek God first, he will put all these other things in order.
Yeah. That's it, Pastor. That's it.
He will put all these things. But what we do, we put everything else before God.
All right.
Everything, our jobs, our family.
Yeah.
Our friends.
Yes, sir.
Our acquaintances.
Right.
We put everything.
That's
our cars.
My.
Our bank account.
Lord have mercy.
We put everything before God.
All right.
That's it.
If we learn how to seek God first.
That's it. That's right.
He'll give you time for your family.
Amen.
He'll give you time to go to work.
Yeah.
He'll give you time. He'll give you money to pay your bills.
He'll say it again, Mama.
He'll bless you, woman.
Amen.
The Bible says, I've never seen the righteous.
Yes, sir.
That's
no, his seed begging bread.
All right.
Our problem is that we try to justify. Our wrongness.
That's right.
We try to justify our wrongness in God's eyesight.
My Lord.
When God tell us, seek me first.
Amen. You're right, sir.
You want a part-time blessing? Or do you want a full-time blessing?
Amen.
The word of God. The psalmist had come to love God's teaching. This psalmist is telling that the word of God is sufficient for everything that you need.
Amen.
If you need to be delivered, God's word can deliver you.
Amen.
If you need strength,
yes, sir.
God's word can strengthen you.
That's right.
If you need to be healed, God's word can heal you.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
If you need guidance, God's word will guide you.
Amen.
If you need knowledge, God's word will give it to you.
That's right.
God's word got everything.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that you need.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But while we looking elsewhere.
My.
When God's word got everything that we need.
All right.
God's word is sufficient.
Yes, sir.
Amen. This psalmist said, it's a lamp unto my feet.
That's right.
A light unto my pathway.
That
path is lit. It lit up. Because you got to realize we was in darkness. Jesus came that we might have light.
That's right.
And have it more abundantly. While we still in darkness, don't trust God at his word. He even tell us, try me. My word. And see, won't I open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing.
That's right.
You will not have room to receive. God's word is all that we need.
Amen.
In any situation or circumstance, God's word will keep us.
Amen.
In the midnight hour, when you're crying about your children,
well,
You don't know what the next day we're going to bring. God's word will give you comfort.
Amen. 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 Amen.
God's word. God's word is all we need, church.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And once we get into God's word and start living God's word, be doing, it don't do you no good.
My.
If you hear God's word.
All right.
And don't do it.
All right.
I can stand here every Sunday and preach God's word. What good is it doing?
That's right.
If you don't do it.
All right.
I often say, when God asks me, Larry, did you tell him?
Huh. All right. Amen.
Larry, did you tell him?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
About my saving grace.
Amen. Amen.
Larry, did you tell him that the wages of sin is death?
My Lord.
The gift of God is eternal life. Larry, did you teach him? Larry, did you tell him that I am the way, the truth, and the life? Did you tell him, Larry? And I'm going to say, yes, I did.
All right.
Yes, I'm going to say, yes, I did.
All right.
I'm going to say, yes, I did. Mm. And you know, everything that I do, they're recorded.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's recorded. Everything is recorded.
That's right.
Amen. He's going to ask me those things.
Yeah.
Church, the Bible is the book.
Yes, sir.
Not a book.
That's right.
It's the book.
Amen.
You know, the Bible comes in so many different versions right now.
Yeah.
So it behooves us not to even have no excuse.
My Lord.
Amen. I don't understand the King James Version. Well, what about the NIV?
Well.
What about the New King James Version?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
What about the New America Standard?
Well.
What about them? They got Bible on CD now.
Amen.
They got Bible on tape. You can listen to it all day.
You're right.
You can listen to it.
You're right.
Amen. So there's no excuse for us not to read God's word.
All
right. It got everything that we need. Everything.
Amen.
Not something.
That's right.
But everything.
Yes, sir.
Every situation and circumstance you go through in life, there's an answer for it.
Amen.
In the word of God.
Amen.
And God will give you strength from his word. We have power. 2 Timothy 3:16. It tells us that all scripture.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Not some.
That's it, Pastor.
But all scripture.
Yes, sir.
Is given by what? Inspiration of God.
Amen.
And it is profitable for doctrine.
That's right.
For reproof, for correction, for introduction, for instruction of righteousness.
Amen.
All scripture.
Yeah.
Not your one verse. You know, we'll take one verse and run with it.
All right.
But it says all right. Scripture.
All right.
Amen. From Genesis.
Yes, sir.
To Revelation.
Amen. Yes, amen.
All scripture.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Is given by inspiration of God. Mean God breathed.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
How can we apply that what Paul had confidence in? How can we apply the word of God to our life?
Mm.
How can we apply it to our life?
Well,
we got to put down some things, church.
Amen.
We got to pick up some things.
Yes, sir.
We put down some things and we pick up some things.
Amen.
I'm talking about picking up the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We got to put down some things. Amen. We got to put down doing this.
Yeah.
And doing that.
Right.
Going here.
Well,
going there.
Well,
we got to give God some of our time.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
We got to give God some of our time.
Yes, sir.
See, he commands us to do those things.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen. Just Just take some time out of your busy life.
Huh.
And just meditate on God's word.
Amen.
And watch how better you feel.
All right.
But if you don't never pick it up.
Hmm. My, my.
Lord help us.
My.
Lord help us. You know, I'm going to go through some things real quick. Okay, you know, sometimes we get afraid sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get afraid to speak sometimes.
Well,
right. Amen, well, amen. Well, that's the answer for it in the book.
Well, amen.
That's the answer for it in the book. Hey, remember Moses?
Yeah.
Remember Moses?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Moses felt incapable then.
That's right.
Moses said, I can't speak.
That's right.
Moses said, I can't speak.
That's right.
But God said, don't you worry about that. Don't you worry about that. I put some in your mouth.
Amen.
Amen. I put some on your tongue.
Amen.
And better yet, I got you. I got Aaron. I'll go with you.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Ain't no excuses. Yeah. We make all kind of excuses that we want to make.
All right.
But God got an answer for it.
Right.
If God sent us to do something, He's going to provide a way for us to accomplish what He set out for us to do.
That's all right. That's all right. Amen.
God called Moses to deliver the children of Israel.
Yeah.
And Moses started to complain. I can't do this. I can't do that.
My.
God said, you just go.
That's right.
You
That's
just
right.
go.
That's right.
A lot of us That's are afraid right. to stand up. And say, for God I live.
Well,
and for God I die.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well.
The Bible says, I'll be ashamed of you.
Woo.
If you'll be ashamed
Lord
of me.
Lord have mercy.
A lot of us won't say, thank you, Jesus, sometimes.
Right. Mm.
We get up in the morning time, forget about God.
My.
Won't say nothing.
My.
Won't tell God, thank you.
My Lord. All right. My Lord.
I'm trying to get you somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get us somewhere.
Amen.
God has been too good to
us. Yes,
for
sir.
Us and I to say, thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
When we first get up in the morning, thank you, God, for another day's journey.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
God has been too good to us.
Yes, sir.
We are called to be witness.
Yeah.
We are called to be witness to this world.
Yes, sir.
God promised us He will give us the words that we need.
That's right.
Jeremiah 1:9. Mm. It tells us the Lord put forth His hand and touched my mouth.
Well, yes, well.
And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words
in
thy mouth.
Amen.
Don't be afraid.
That's right.
He told Jeremiah, don't be afraid of their faces.
All right.
I'm with you. That's why I've been challenging you each Sunday to go and tell somebody about Jesus.
Yeah. All right.
Not a person that already saved.
Amen.
But an unsaved person.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tell them about Jesus. Mm-hmm. Tell them about the God that you serve.
Amen. Yes, right. Amen.
But you better make sure.
That's right.
That you are right.
That's right.
You better make sure. That your ankle is holding and gripping the solid rock.
Yeah.
Amen. Before you can try to tell somebody else how to live late night,
well,
you better make sure that you live in your life.
My. All right, sir.
Before you tell somebody, you better stop drinking.
Well.
All right.
You better make sure you ain't got that 12 pack.
My. All right, sir.
Talking about they know they don't supposed to be doing that.
My.
And you go home, you got a case.
My. Lord have mercy. It's all right, Pastor.
Lord help us. You better sweep around your own front door.
Amen.
Before you try to sweep around mine.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If you want to see that person delivered, you pray for them.
That's
you ask God to take the taste out of their mouth.
That's it.
You ask God to do that because you can't do it.
Amen.
You can't do it. You live your life.
Yeah.
Amen. You know that person trying to stop doing something.
Yeah.
Don't you go around that person doing that
thing. Amen. That's right.
Yeah. Don't you cause your brothers and sisters to stumble.
My Lord. Yeah.
Amen. My Lord. Because you're going to have to give an account for it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. The Bible got everything that we need.
Yes.
Everything. Amen. When God told Moses talking about, I can't do this, I can't do that. God said, who made man mouth?
All right.
Amen.
I will be thy mouth.
That's right.
Amen. Sometime in life, don't we feel weak sometimes?
Amen. Yes, amen.
Don't we feel weak sometimes in life?
Yes, sir.
Don't we feel weak sometimes? Sometimes we don't want to move.
My Lord.
Sometimes we don't want to give up. Sometimes we want to lay down in that bed all day long. That's me. That's me. That's me. I don't want to go to work tomorrow. That's me. That's me. Sometimes you feel weak sometimes.
Amen.
Because at every point in my life, I'm not strong.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not strong
That's
all
right.
the time.
That's right.
And sometimes I feel weak sometimes.
Amen.
Sometimes I need to call on the Lord sometimes.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Because he said, in my weakness, he is my strength.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
God
That's
has been too right. good to us.
Yeah.
Brought us from a mighty, mighty long way.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Let me go over here to the book of Isaiah, if you got a minute. Well, let me go into the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and around the 28th verse. Amen. And it tells us when we're feeling weak.
Well.
Amen, the 40th chapter and the 28th verse.
Yes, sir.
And it reads, y'all bear with me. And he said, I will lift up your eyes on, wait a minute, 28 verse. Had thou not known, had thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, fainted not.
That's right.
Neither is will.
My.
There is no searching of his understanding.
That's all right. That's all
he
right.
giveth power to the faint.
My Lord.
And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Yes, amen. And he said, and he go on and say, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail.
That's right.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
That's
amen.
It.
When I'm weak, God is my strength.
Amen. 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 That's all right, Pastor.
And I do get weak sometimes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. I do get weak sometimes.
Amen.
God, Psalm 46 and 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble.
That's right.
Amen. Sometimes life burden get us down.
You're right. You're right.
Sometimes life burden get us down sometimes. Sometimes we lose our strength sometimes.
Well.
But God is there for us.
Amen.
If God be for us, who can be against us? God said, bring all your cares. Cast all your cares upon me. Amen, amen. And we must understand, church, all problems that we have do not take God by surprise.
You're right. You're right.
He already knows.
Amen.
He already knows.
Amen.
He already knows.
Amen.
It does not take him by surprise.
Amen.
God is our strength.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We can be renewed daily in God. Lord, help us all today.
All right.
Amen. It reminds me of Philippians 4 and 13. Tell me, I can do all things.
Yes, sir.
All
right. Yes, sir.
Not some things,
yes, sir.
But all things,
yes, sir.
Through Christ,
yes,
that strengthened me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Church, I'm trying to tell you that the Bible is the book.
Yes, sir.
It has everything that we need.
Amen.
All you got to do is tap into the resources.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
amen, amen.
That's
reminding me of a story.
Amen.
Amen. This family, the preacher was going over to this family house.
Well.
And the wife of the family, the wife of the house, she was so impressed.
Huh.
She cooked a good meal.
Right.
She was so impressed that the pastor will come into our house.
Uh-huh.
And then after dinner, she wanted the pastor to read to them.
Right.
She told her daughter, go get the book that we love to read.
Uh-huh.
Go get the book so the pastor can expound on the word for us. Go get the book that we read every day.
Yes, sir.
Go get it, baby,
so the
preacher can read. The daughter called back. The daughter Brown brought back the Sears catalog.
My Lord. All right.
The book that we love to read. The book that we pick up every day.
My.
True, it ain't gonna lie.
My.
Can you imagine what that woman's face looked like? That child bought back to Kellogg. Go bring the good book.
All right.
Lord help us all. That's a little joke.
Amen. It's all right, sir.
The book that we love to read. Amen. If your pages are sticking together. If your pages have been sticking together. If it ain't new.
Well.
You ain't reading.
All right. All right.
Because you can write it.
All right.
Mess it up.
Amen.
Underline it.
Amen.
Highlight it.
That's right.
Do it.
That's right.
Do it.
Amen.
Amen. Here, I don't know about y'all. We had that Bible when you first come into the house. Mm. That big book.
Yeah.
Nobody touched that book. Only thing my mama had in that book. Yeah. But when we went to a funeral, she'll get a flower and put it in a bag and put it in the Bible.
Huh.
That's what we had. Ain't nobody touched that book. Ain't nobody touched that book when you came in the house.
Right.
It was right there in the same place.
Right.
Didn't nobody move it.
Right.
Didn't know how to open it. But I learned that in order for me to live, I got to get into that book.
Amen.
I got to get into that book.
Amen.
I got to find out what that book is saying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got to find out what that book is, what it means to me.
That's right. That's right.
Amen, amen. God has been so good to us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen. And a lot of times we are scared sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
In life sometimes we go through things that make us scared.
Well.
That make us fear. Mm-hmm. When we get bad news sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
When the doctors say such and such.
That's right. Yeah.
When our employer say something that we don't like.
Well.
Amen. We have a tendency to fear sometimes. Amen. We must understand that faith in God overcome all fear.
Yeah, yeah. All right, all right.
Faith in God overcome all fear.
All right, all right.
Amen, amen, amen. You see, faith and fear is opposite.
Yeah.
Amen.
It is opposite.
That's right.
See, faith overcome fear. Fear don't overcome faith.
You're right.
All right.
You're right.
Y'all get me on that.
I hear you.
Faith overcome fear.
I hear you.
Because when you fear something, and that's all you got to do, just call on Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. And that fear will leave you.
All right.
Amen. But you got to call on it.
Yeah.
When you're scared.
Yes, sir.
When you're fearful.
Yes, sir.
You got to call on Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. The Bible is our source of faith. The Bible has everything that we need.
All right.
Amen. All right. So, and Romans 10:17 tell us, so faith come by what?
Hearing.
And hearing what?
The word of God.
Amen. Amen. We got to have faith.
Amen.
And my Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You got to believe that he is who he said he is.
Right.
He is a rewarder for them that diligently seek after him.
Amen.
And he said, if you seek me,
yes, sir,
you will find
me. Amen. Amen.
But you got to seek me with your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole body. You can't serve God halfway.
That's right. That's right. That's
you got to serve God with your whole heart.
Amen. Amen.
God don't want half for you.
You're right. You're right.
Did he give us half of him?
You're right.
If my last understanding said he had this hand on this side, that hand on this side, and 2 feet down here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He gave his whole life.
All Yes, sir.
For
yes,
us. But some of us don't want to give God number half of our life. God don't want half of your life. God is not well pleased on how we're living.
All right. All right.
On what we're doing.
All right.
They stretched him out.
Yes, sir.
And he said, if I be lifted up,
yes.
I do the draw.
Yes,
I draw all men unto me.
That's right.
Look at the mirror.
That's right.
Look at the mirror, church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at the mirror.
Yes, sir.
What do you see?
Mm-hmm.
You don't see Pastor Adams there.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
You don't see Deacon Wright there.
That's right. That's
you don't see Deacon Hammond there.
That's right.
You don't see Deacon Joe. You don't see Deacon Joe.
Yeah.
You don't see Deacon Nelson just for a little while. You don't see them there. You see yourself.
Yes, sir. All
right. Amen.
You see yourself.
Amen. Amen.
And stop pointing the fingers at everybody else.
My Lord.
Find a fault with everybody else.
My Lord.
That's our problem.
My Lord.
We find fault with everybody else.
My Lord.
And when it fall right there at our door.
Amen. Yes, You're right.
Right there at our door.
You're right. Amen.
Lord help us.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Stop finding fault with other people.
Amen. Amen.
And you get right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You get right.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Come here to tell you. I try to be right. I try to get right every day.
Amen.
Amen. And sometimes I fall. Sometime.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. It's I'm not right, perfect. Master. I never claim to be perfect.
It's all right.
I'm just trying to do God's will.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to do all that I can. Mm. Why I can.
Amen.
Because, church, I know one day,
right.
I'm going to be stretched out wide.
Yeah.
I know one day I'm not going to give up to go.
Yes, sir.
One day.
Yes, sir.
One day. But I'm going to try to do all I can.
Yeah.
Why I can.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what thus said the Lord.
Amen.
And some of you might not like it, but I don't care.
Okay.
I got to live for Jesus.
Yeah. All right.
You can talk about me all much right. as you please.
Yeah.
But the more you talk, I'm going to stay on my knees.
Amen.
Because I'm on my way to heaven.
Yes, sir.
And I can't turn around.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. God has been so good to me.
Yes, sir.
He brought me from a mighty, mighty long way.
Thank you.
That's why I feel no man.
Thank you, Father.
I feel nobody.
You
can talk about it. You can scandalize my name.
Thank you.
I don't care because my mind is made up. My mind is on Jesus. I'm not worried about what the world is. I'm not worried about what people say about me because I know who I am.
Yes, sir.
I know whose I am.
Yes, sir.
And I belong to Jesus
Christ. Right.
That's right. I belong to
him. Amen.
Because one day I gave up this word.
Yeah.
And I say, for God I live.
Yes, sir.
And for God I die.
All right.
I'm tired, church. I'm tired right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired right now.
Bless him, Master.
But I must. Call on.
Yes, sir.
I must do what God called me to do. I must love peace and everybody.
All right.
I'm here to do God's will.
All right.
I'm not worried about what nobody's saying. I'm not worried about what you think of me. Because I know what God thinks about me.
Right.
He said, you are my child.
Amen.
And I care for you.
That's right.
The Bible got everything that we need.
Yeah.
There's no temptation
that
is coming to me.
That's right.
That God will not provide a way out.
Amen.
Church, I'm on my way.
Amen.
I'm on my way today.
Amen.
I'm on my way today.
Amen.
I'm on my way today.
Amen.
You can't stop me.
Amen.
You might as well join. Because God has promised me a crown of life. Don't you want to go to the land? Don't you want to go? Where peace and happiness dwell. Where love dwell. I'm talking about heaven right now.
Amen.
My mind is made up.
Amen.
My mind is made up.
Amen.
God has been so good to me.
Yes, sir.
Don't you want to go?
Yes, sir.
Don't you want to go?
Amen.
Don't you want to go?
All right.
Don't you want to go?
All right.
Don't you want to go?
Yes.
Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go?
Yeah.
Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go to the land where the streets are paved with gold. Every day is Sunday, and Sabbath has no end. I'm on my way right now. I'm on my way right now. You might as well get on board. Get on board this old ship of Zion. Get on board right now. The invitation is